Greetings, everyone. This is Brother Bedford, and I want to welcome you to Conversations with Black Millionaire Entrepreneurs, where we strive to bring you the seasoned and the budding entrepreneur, the best entrepreneurial trainers, educators, motivators, consultants, and strategists to help you start, grow, and maintain your business. And today is no exception. We're going to bring to you or present to you one of the greatest motivational speakers, not just in America, but on the planet. I've had my share of interviews with motivational speakers, but there is only one Willie Jolly. I mean, he's been called the most powerful speaker, singer, and author combination in the world today. Dr. Jolly was named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of the Toastmasters International. Only 50 speakers worldwide have been given that honor, and that includes Colin Powell, the great Nelson Mandela, and Margaret Thatcher. He is also a Speaker Hall of Fame inductee and was named one of the top five leadership speakers by Speaker.com. Now, in addition to being a sought-after speaker, Dr. Jolly has authored a number of best-selling books, including It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life, A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback, and An Attitude of Excellence. Now, he is the host of the popular Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show on Sirius XM Satellite Radio and the Live Better with Willie Jolly TV program. Now, Dr. Jolly's presentations, his books, his CDs, DVDs, radio and television programs have inspired millions around the globe to live better and achieve more. And I know and I have no doubt that he is going to do that for us today. So without further delay, I want to welcome you to the call this morning, Dr. Willie Jolly.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be on with you, and I am grateful. And I begin everything the same way, every speech, every interview, every event. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but an eternity is in it. Greetings to everybody across the land, everybody who's opening up this podcast, and everybody who is ready to grow and go to the next level.
Oh, man. Thank you, Dr. Jolly. I just love your energy. Now, we have a list. I mean, your accolades, acknowledgments, all of the awards that you've received, I would be reading all day. And those who are on this call or who are listening to this program, some know about you, and then there may be some who don't. So could you please, for a few moments, tell those of us who are new to Dr. Willie Jolly, who is Willie Jolly and how did you get your start?
You know, I like to say, I thank you for asking that, and I just like to say I'm a humble servant, okay? That's what I am. I'm a humble servant who believes that the greatest among us is the greatest servant. And so that's what I've been trying to do, serve people, trying to encourage people, trying to empower people, uplift people for the last 24, 25 years now around the country and now around the world via my books, my radio, my television, my speaking, my music. And I'm trying to inspire people and help them to do two things, live better and achieve more. I want them to live better lives, to be more productive, to have more fun, to make more money, to enjoy the process. None of us know how long we're going to be here. With that in mind, we should make the most of it. And then we should achieve more while we're here. We should do something significant and powerful and profound with our lives while we're here. We should make it so that when we come to die, that even the undertaker, the funeral director, the people who make money from funeralizing people will be sad to see us go. And that's the kind of life we want to live. So I am a servant who believes that God's gift to us is life. Our gift to God is what we do with our lives. So we should do some extraordinary. Now, that said, for those who might not know me, I am the author of the book, It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life, the book, The Setback is a Setup for a Comeback, the book, Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks, the book, An Attitude of Excellence, featured author on the book, Chicken Soup for the Christian Soul. I'm also the host of the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show on Sirius XM, which I'm very proud to say recently became the number one motivational, inspirational show on Sirius XM. Now, I will confess, I got it by default. Oprah, for many years, was number one, and I was number two. But in December of 2014, the end of the year, Oprah shut down Oprah Radio, so I is now number one. That said, I'm number one on the radio. I also have a daily radio show called The Motivational Minute that precedes Steve Harvey here in Washington. And then we've done television on PBS, CBS television with my Live Better with Willie Jolly segments. So I am a speaker, a singer. Before I became a speaker, I was a full-time singer. And so I mix music and motivation, speaking and singing, inspiration and entertainment. And it's been good, and I'm very grateful for it. And I've been, as you said, blessed with some awards, accolades. I'm very grateful. I just try and do the best I can. And I guess if you do well and you keep doing well and you keep giving your best, even when you stumble, even when you fall, people will notice that you didn't stay down. You know, Nelson Mandela said, if you fall down 7 times, get up 8. And so I've fallen down, I've failed, but I keep getting back up. And so as a result of that, I keep trying to give the best I can every time I get to do what I do. And a couple of years ago, I was named one of the top 5 speakers in the world by Toastmasters International and the Motivational Inspirational Speaker of the Year by Toastmasters. And then last year, I was named one of the top 5 leadership speakers in the world. And so, you know, it's amazing that if you just keep fighting for your dream, you keep fighting to be excellent, things happen that you don't even expect. When they called me from Toastmasters, I had no idea what they were talking about. They said, we've been trying to find you. We just want to let you know you've been named one of the top 5 speakers in the world for this year. I said, what? I kind of like, what are you talking about? I couldn't understand.
How did
what
that happen? Huh?
Yeah, I said, what? You know, what? And they said, former winners include Colin Powell, Norman Schwarzkopf, Nelson Mandela, Margaret Thatcher, Christopher Reeve, Les Brown. I said, what? Are you sure you got the right person? My name is Willie Jolly. Willie Jolly. Here in Washington, D.C. They said, the one who wrote the book, A Setback Set Up for a Comeback. Yeah, that's me. Well, you're the one. I said, but I that can't be right. That must be a mistake. I'm a little dog. Those are big dogs. I speak to small kids, and I speak to churches, and I speak to conventions, and I speak to conferences, and I even speak at people's family reunions. I'm a little dog. Those are big dogs. And a lady said something I'll never forget. She said, let me tell you something. If the little dog keep yapping loud enough and strong enough, big dogs start to hear about you. And so so what I'm saying to everybody is to encourage everybody who's listening to empower, inspire, implore you to pursue excellence. Even if you fail, keep trying. Keep giving it your best shot. Even if you fall down. If you fall down 7 times, get up 8 times. If you fail, get back up. Get back in the fight. You know, people are watching you. People are looking that you don't even know. And you will start to create a reputation for somebody who refuses to quit, who refuses to refuses to fall down and stay down. You're going to fail if you're a real achiever. You're going to fail. You know, I was thinking about the fact that you look at the great ones who are what we call great today, they've all failed. But the secret to their success, the secret to wealth building, is that they had a mindset that said, okay, well, that's just one failure. I mean, the world won't end. They keep trying. You know, we talk about Magic Johnson and the fact that he's been so successful in just about every endeavor he has had his hand on. He won a state championship when he was in high school. He won a national championship in basketball when he was in college. He won the NBA title when he was in his first year in the NBA. He got out of the NBA once he was diagnosed with HIV and started business, and he's been a winner in business over the years. He has more Starbucks restaurant coffee shops than any other African American, TGIF restaurants, movie theaters, all sorts of just entrepreneurial success. But some don't remember that Magic tried to be a late-night television host.
Right.
It was a flop. It was a massive success. And yet, that's why he's a success today, because he refused to let one failure in all of his successes stop him. Most people will get stopped by the small stuff and not focus that it's part of the process. You must fail sometimes in order to succeed. Let's look at Oprah. Everybody knows Oprah. Oprah is a winner. Oprah is the wealthiest African-American woman in the world. Oprah has succeeded at television. She has had radio. She's had a magazine. She's been on the front of Fortune magazine. But do you remember Oprah did a movie called Beloved? It was a flop. But she didn't stop. That's why she's a success. And I could go through a list of everybody who you probably have had on this show who have been massive success. They've all had failures, but their mindset was, okay, all right, not going to kill. The world will not end, and that's what I want to encourage people to have, is that they have a mindset that says, you know what, I didn't succeed. Let me tell you, Brother Bedford, I fail often. I have days where everything that can go wrong does go wrong. And I say, you know what? Well, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll start again. I'll get back up and get back in the fight. And that's what I want to encourage everybody to do. Keep fighting for your dreams. Keep fighting for your wealth. Keep fighting for your legacy. Keep fighting for your future. Keep fighting for your ancestors, people not even here yet. I want to fight every day for the children who are not even here yet. The Bible says that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's 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 grandchildren. That's what they say it in the New Translation. And so I'm trying to live a life that I will leave a legacy for my great, 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 great grandchildren's grandchildren, that one day they will walk in a room and see my picture on the wall and kiss it and say, thank you, Granddaddy Willie, for what you did back in 2015, 2016, 2017, for what you did to build a legacy so that we could have a business, so that we could have a house, that we could go to school, that we could have some income. You know, my friend T.D. Jakes says it like this. He said, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach him a fish, you feed him for a lifetime. But if you teach him to buy the pond and you help him buy the pond, he will have a fish factory for the rest of his life and his children's lives and their children's lives. So that's what I'm trying to do, Brother Bedford. I'm trying to empower, encourage, and inspire people globally to live their best lives, achieve more, and leave a legacy. And so that's what I'm excited about doing. So I guess that's my story. That's my who I am. My story, though, is very simple. I was a nightclub singer in the Washington, D.C. area. I had won some awards for best jazz singer, best entertainer. I thought I was doing well. I went into the nightclub one night, and the club owner said, we love your band, but we found that we want to get a better return on investment. The only way to do that with a full nightclub is the lower cost, and we found something that goes around, that's going around the country, that's cheaper than a band and a headline act, and is still filling up nightclubs. So we bought a karaoke machine. And I said, what? But what about my bills? And I learned that night, nobody cares about your bills but you and the people you owe. And I went home and told my wife, I said, I've got to do something else. I just gotten fired. And I struggled. I didn't know what to do. All I knew to do was be a singer. That's all I had ever done. All I had known was music. And I said, I've got to do something else. I took a job with the Washington, D.C. public school system while I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, because I needed to at least pay my rent. And doing this job, it was with the Drug Prevention Office of the D.C. Public Schools. I went around talking to little kids about staying away from drugs. And it was during that year with the school system, I discovered an ability I didn't know I had, an ability to use words to communicate. From the little kids, the teachers would say, wow, that was good. Could you come to my teacher's group? And I'd go to their teacher's group, and someone in the teacher's group would say, wow, can you come to my church? And I'd go to their church, and then someone in the congregation would come up afterwards and say, hey, can you come to my company or my association or my network marketing group? And I'd go to there, and then Les Brown heard about this guy who was mixing music and motivation, speaking and singing, inspiration and entertainment, and he said, I'm putting together a tour called the Music and Motivation Dream Team Tour, and you'd be the perfect opening act because you mix music and motivation. And it featured Les Brown, Billy Preston, Gladys Knight, and they brought me in as the opening act. That led to Gladys and Les introducing me to some radio people. And I got a little radio show. The radio show caught on. It finally went from one market to multiple markets and then got syndicated. That led to Sirius XM calling and saying, we've been hearing this show. Well, you know, we liked what we heard. And now, as I said earlier, my show is number one in the country. That led to television stations saying, we've seen your numbers on radio and Sirius XM. Why don't you come do a TV show? That led to a book publisher reading about me on one of the online or something years ago and said, hey, Carmine, have you ever thought about writing a book? I said, no, I never thought about it. He said, let me make you an offer. I said, I just thought about it. And the first book came out called It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life, My 1 Minute Motivational Messages. And that led to my second book, A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback, How I'd Gotten Fired and Had Come Back. My third book is Turn Your Setbacks into Greenbacks, which is a book taken from my interviews on my XM show, like you're doing with interviews with billionaires and millionaires. I interviewed people who, many of them had been broke, had been bankrupt, but they went from bankrupt and broke to become millionaires and billionaires. And then I asked them, what were the secrets? What were the strategies? And I found there were 7 strategies that were consistent in all of the people who went from nothing to something. And I put it in a book. The book came a bestseller, Turned Setbacks into Greenbacks. And then my fourth book was is an attitude of Excellence, which talks about how I was the guy that got a call in 2006 from a little company called Ford Motor Company to help them with their comeback, because Ford had gone from the number one automaker to be surpassed by Toyota, GM, everybody has passed them. They were on their way out of business. They were on the brink of bankruptcy. I worked with Ford in 2006, 2007, 2008, and in 2009, Ford was the only one of the big three automakers to be able to reject a government bailout and go on to billion-dollar profits. The Detroit Free Press wrote an article about my help with Ford and the fact that Ford had this guy from D.C. who came and helped them with their turnaround, and that led to GM calling me and Walmart calling me, and Verizon, and Prudential. And so it all started to grow. And so that was how I started that process. And then an Attitude of Excellence tells the strategies that I learned in the working with Ford about excellence. Let me tell you, Brother Bedford, if you want to be a success, you got to pursue excellence. You have to pursue excellence. And I want everybody who's listening to make a commitment. If you want to be a success, you must pursue excellence. And excellence is not having it perfect. It's keep trying to get better. That's what it is, the Kaizen principle, the Can-I principle, which is the constant and never-ending improvement. Trying to get better every day is the 1% solution, that if you can get 1% better today, better than you were yesterday, then you're on your way to success. So every day I'm trying to get better. This interview is going to be better than the one I gave yesterday, but the one tomorrow is going to be even better. I'm saying, what can I do better? What can I do to be even more efficient? What can I do to help more people? So go back to where I started, my brother. It's all about service, that if we serve enough people, we can change the world.
Well, not only are you proficient, obviously, as a speaker, but you are a mind reader because you found a way, and again, maybe it's just your gift, to answer practically every question that I wanted to ask you in terms of what challenges you faced. What was the impetus behind the setback, turning setbacks into comebacks, and then the Ford story, which is so profound, because I saw that article being from Detroit. And I really wanted to ask you, what was the impetus? What was it that caused that start for you to have? Because you didn't just speak to Ford. You actually toured the country talking to their employees.
Yeah, I went all over the country.
Can you tell that story a little bit more in depth? Because
sure,
it's not just what you
depth.
Said
and that's
Ford,
right. You are in Detroit. That's right. So you know it firsthand. You know,
absolutely.
Detroit. So the story is that in 2006, Ford brought in a new CEO, Alan Mulally, brilliant man, who was the architect of Ford's comeback. What they wanted to do was to change the company, and they knew they had to change the culture. And one of the things they knew they had to do was to change the thinking of the employees. And so Alan Mulally understood the business side, and he said, as a good coach or a good architect said, I would bring in specialists who can help to do special things. So it's just like a coach has a specialist who kicks the ball, called a field goal kicker. He only kicks the ball. My specialty was changing people's mindset and skill set in terms of attitude. And so someone had heard about me, and he invited me to come and speak for Ford, or they invited me to come speak for Ford. And I went all over the country for Ford. The first thing they wanted to do was to get 25,000 people to leave Ford and take a buyout. But they couldn't fire them. They needed to get this workforce more secured. They couldn't fire them, and they gave people an option of taking $100,000 cash if they would leave, and 4 years of health insurance. But most people were not leaving. After 6 months of trying this, they only got 4,000 people out of the 20,000. $5,000 they needed. Why wouldn't people leave if you gave them $100,000? Well, if you can identify with this, if you've only worked for Ford all your life, and your daddy worked for Ford, and your granddaddy worked for Ford, then you don't see any other possibility because all you've ever known is Ford. Second thing is, if you have a high school education and your wife or your husband has a high school education, and yet in good times when Ford was having three shifts, you could make six figures. Have a house in Detroit, a house in the Upper Peninsula, and an RV to go between the two of them. You could do really well. Well, unfortunately, Ford's market share went down, and it went from 50% market share down to 15%. And so they went from three shifts to two shifts, and they needed to get those people off the rolls, and so they needed to do that, and they needed to do it immediately, or there was going to be a problem, or they wouldn't be able to keep going. So Ford continued to say, we got to get these people off the roll, and they brought me in, and we worked from September to Thanksgiving on November, going around the country every day in a different city, a different Ford plant, a different Ford office. We did the buyout in the 20s, after Thanksgiving, and 25,000 was the goal. We were able to get 38,000 people to take the buyout. So 50% more. That was the first thing. They said, wow. Then the next thing we did, and next year, we did television spots where we came to Dearborn, went to their studio, and I cut spots that they played in the plants about excellence. And then I came back in the next year, and we did another tour about creating world-class vehicles. And as you know, Ford was able to then turn that setback into a comeback. So my job was a small part. It was just to change mindset. But that's what I do. And I want everybody who's listening, I want to help you change your mindset. So I'm going to give everybody, I really want people to know that first is mindset, then skill set. So many times people will start working on skill set. How to do this, how to do, they'll get a skill set before working on their mindset. And that, I think, is the one of the secrets that why people don't become millionaires. They must work on their mindset first. How do I know? Well, how many times have we heard of athletes, football, basketball players who get multi-million dollar contracts, and then when they retire, within 5 years they're broke? Because they were focused so much on the skill set, they never developed the mindset to become a wealthy person. Or how many people get a lottery win the lottery, and 5 years later they're broke because they haven't worked on the mindset before they get the money. You got to work on the mindset in order to keep the money once you get it, and in order to get the money you need to have it, unless somebody gives you an inheritance or you win a lottery. Or as Marion Barry used to say, there are three ways to make money. You work for it, you inherit it, take it, you know. And I don't want the latter two, you know. Well, I don't mind an inheritance, but I don't want to take nobody's money. I want to be in jail. So that said, Brother Bedford, it's critical that we work on mindset. So I'm going to give everybody a little gift. I want everybody to go to williejolly.com/free, F-R-E-E, williejolly.com/free. And that's my free site that we give to people, some things that will just change their thinking. The most profound of those things is the thing that changed my thinking. It was a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, one of the greatest wealth-building books ever written. I read it again every year. Well, I'm going to give that to everybody who's listening on my website, Williton. And it's an e-book. It's a digital version where you can go and get the e-book on Think and Grow Rich absolutely free, my gift to everybody, as well as some excerpts from my XM show and some interviews, whether it's with a billionaire like Bob Johnson or a multimillionaire like Wally Famous, just people who will bless you, as well as music, articles, things that will help get your mindset into success. So williejolly.com/free. The other thing I want to make sure people understand is that you've got to invest in yourself. If you're going to be all you're going to be, you've got to invest in yourself. When I was a new speaker, I heard about this guy who was making millionaires out of North Carolina. He was a coach, and he was coaching people, and they were becoming millionaires. So I said, I want to go to that. So I was making about $150 a speech at that point. And I must say that my income has changed a little bit. But I was making $155 a speech, and I was struggling, but I'm making ends meet. But I was living hand to mouth. You know, I'd get a speech, and $150 pay this bill. $150, I get enough $150, I can pay my mortgage. much. Anyway, I call this man's office and say, I hear he's very successful at making millionaires. The lady said, yes, he's done it very well, and he has a reputation for getting it done. I said, wow, I'd like to come to one of his seminars. She said, well, the last seminar for the year is coming up in about 2 weeks, and we have one seat left. I said, oh, my goodness, I want that seat. That's for me. That's my name on it. My name on it. I want it. I want it. She said, okay, great. She said, I said, now tell me, how much is it? She said, $10,000. I said, what did you say? She said, $10,000. In my head, I was saying, $10,000? Heck, I'll learn that stuff at home.
Right.
But in that moment, something came to my memory that a wise man had told me once. He said, there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. There's a price for success. You must go to school if you want to be a success. You must learn a skill set. You must learn a mindset. You must develop something. You must pay the price to grow. But there's a cost if you don't pay the price. You'll languish where you are forever. There's opportunity cost, time cost. You languish where you could have been more because you were afraid or reluctant or refused to pay the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Mm. I said, ma'am, I'm coming. That's mine. I'll get it together. Just know I'm coming. I hung up the phone and I went to work. I begged, I borrowed. I did not steal, but I sure did beg and borrow. And I got the $10,000 up and I went to that seminar. And I came back and quickly made $100,000. And every year after that, I would go when he had the seminars. He stopped doing them now because he's gone on to another other million-dollar businesses. But if he charged 15 grand, I would go. If he charged 20 grand, I would go. It didn't make a difference. I knew that there was a price for success. And I want to say to everybody, there's a price for your success, and there's a cost for not paying the price. Be willing to pay the price. Be willing to invest in yourself. Be willing to go to school, take some classes, go to seminars, go to the library, invest in your library. You know, Jim Rohn said, if you ever go into a $10 million home, it always has a library. Now, the person who bought that $10 million home, did they buy it because it had a library, or did their library allow them to buy it? And Benjamin Franklin said, the greatest investment you can ever make is the investment you make in yourself. Because the pennies you pour in your head will produce dollars you can pour in your wallet. So I want to encourage everybody to invest in yourself. I want to encourage, in fact, I'm going to give you a secret site. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see, willyjolly.com/. This is a site. We have a call we do with, called the Billionaire Call, and I was on the Million Dollar Roundtable, and okay, it's called willyjolly.com/billionaire. willyjolly.com/billionaire. And this is for people who are really serious about success. It's not for everybody. I already know that. Some people, it's just not, you know, not going to work for you. But if you are serious about success, in fact, let me, excuse me one second. Cheryl, what's the name of the site with the billion, the website for? The billionaire, willyjolly.com/billionaire. Okay. All right, that's my assistant. She's my marketing VP. She would tell you where to go, and she tell me what to go. I don't give it out that much because it's a great place to go get something. Okay, there it is, willyjolly.com/billionaire. It's a box in there. That box has the programs in, out of my network of products that will help change mindset and help you to grow your wealth. And so go to willyjolly.com/billionaire. Get the box. Just get it. I'm just telling people, just get it. Get the box. Mm-hmm. Included in that box is music, motivation, books, interviews that I did with me and Les Brown together, the Millionaire Mindset. Just get it. Go through it. We even give you instructions on how to go through it, how to build your wealth, how to build your thinking. So go to that. If you're serious, I want to help you to do it, and I want to invest. And in fact, that site, that's a secret site because everybody else pays the full rate for that box. The box is over $1,000, but people who go to that site, you know, friends of yours, Brother Bradford, get it for half price. So just go to that site, get it. We'll ship it to you, and hey, let's make it happen. This is the time to grow your success. So I hope I've answered some of the questions. I want to encourage people to do a couple of things. One, I want to encourage people to set their goals, write their goals. I encourage people to answer these four questions. What is it you want? And so you set a goal. What is it you want? Number two question is, what am I willing to do to get to what I want? Okay? And then number three question, what must I do on a daily basis to achieve that goal? And once you establish what you must do and you've written out what I must do every day to achieve the goal, then you ask the next question, what more could I do to achieve the goal? So after you set your standard, then you say, well, but what else could I add on? Because you stretch your mind. You stretch your mind a little further. And then the last question is, what must I stop doing in order to achieve my goal? So if you say you want to lose weight, that's your goal. How much you want to lose? You got to set a goal of how much you want to lose. And you say, that's the first question. That's what I want. I want to lose weight. Okay, what's your goal? My goal is to lose 20 pounds. Let's say that, okay? And then what must I do on a daily basis to achieve that goal? I've got to exercise or walk or eat some leafy green vegetables and whatever. Okay, what more could I do? Maybe I could invest in a trainer. Maybe I could get one of these online exercise programs and stick to it and do it every day. Okay, stretch your mind. And then what must I stop doing to achieve that goal? Ouch. I guess I got to stop eating that ice cream at night. You know, and so whatever it is, you should go through those questions, you'll start to see success.
Wow. Dr. Jolly, you've been more than generous, and you did answer every question and then some, and we'll make sure that those links are posted. We really appreciate that. WillieJolly.com/free and WillieJolly.com/billionaire. We want to make sure that those are posted.
Billionaire.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What did I say?
Billionaire.
I said millionaire?
Billionaire.
Yeah, okay. Billionaire. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. But we'll definitely make sure that those are posted. And again, you've been generous with your time this morning. Any parting words that you'd like to share?
You know, my parting words are follow your dream wherever it leads. Don't be distracted by less worthy needs. Shelter it, nourish it, help it to grow. Hold your dream deep. Down deep where dreams grow. Follow your dream. Pursue it with haste. Life is too precious, too fleeting to waste. Be faithful, be loyal, and all the day through, the dream that you follow will keep coming true. Believe that you can. Go after it. Make the commitment to live better, achieve more, and give God the glory. All of the above. Thank you, my brother. It's been a privilege and a pleasure, a treat and a treasure, and a joy beyond measure to be on with you. You're awesome.
Oh, no, you're awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Willie Jolly. There you have it, and we want everyone to go to those sites, and I really appreciate your time, and have a great day, Dr. Jolly, and I hope to see you again very, very soon.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening to my conversations with Black millionaire entrepreneurs. And if you want more tips, more strategies, more notifications that would really take you into the mindset of these brilliant Black millionaire entrepreneurs, I need you to take out your phone and text my brother, that's the keyword, my brother, to 58885. Just text the keyword, my brother, to 58885. Or if you prefer, you can go online and just go to blackmillionairemindset.com. And once you enter your name and your email, I will immediately send you my video training, 10 Keys to Unlock Your Own Millionaire Mindset. So again, you can go to blackmillionairemindset.com, enter your name and email, and I'll send you the video training, or you can text the keyword, my brother, to 58885, and I'll make sure that you get the video training. This is your brother Bedford, and I look forward to seeing you and hearing from you in the next Conversations with Black Millionaire Entrepreneurs. Take care.